This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com. The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't...
Recently...
I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with yours truly Mr. Bradley Dean. Folks, at any time, if you'd like to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933. So here it is. This last week I watched a documentary called The American Gospel. And it was an expose on that of the faithers, the faith movement, Kenneth Copeland's, Benny Hinn's, Jesse Duplantis, the list goes on, Joyce Meyer, Paula White, and others. And folks, I got to tell you, you know, you can always tell a stick when it's crooked by laying a straight one next to it. For anybody that takes the time to read their Bible, you shouldn't be in the Word more than 15 minutes to figure out that these are nothing more than harlotins. They're heretics every step of the way. Those that preach gain is godliness, the Bible says that we're to turn away from such. And it's exactly what they preach. With that said, it was kind of misinformation to lead into watching the documentary. Because there was, yes, much over the hour and 48 minutes of this documentary of the faithers. Yeah, there was much of them. But it wasn't exclusively just that. It went off on excusing men from their responsibility before God. It went on to men justifying why God doesn't do the same things today as he did before. In some of these supposed and alleged testimonials, as I was watching this documentary, they came out as trying to justify Scripture when, in fact, they didn't bring it upon line upon line, precept upon precept. They didn't keep it in context. They didn't follow the thoughts all the way through, nor Scripture all the way through, because they perverted the Word of God. They twisted the Scriptures to their own damnation, trying to deny the very power of God, trying to deny that God is who he is and he always will be. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Hebrews 13:8. Malachi 3:6. I'm the Lord thy God. I change not. Apparently, they forgot about scriptures like this. And again, what they did, friends, is throughout the documentary, there was a lot of good stuff, but there was a lot of stuff that was taken out of context concerning the Word of God. And I want to tell you something, frankly, friends. I'm sick and tired of believers that profess to believe that don't believe. Because America is filled with them. And let me label them for what they should be labeled. They're formalists. That's what they are. They're formal believers that just don't believe. Listen to what the famous Chicago preacher D.L. Moody said. He said, "Some men have a very small Savior, for they are not willing to receive him fully and let him do great and mighty things for them. Though Scripture says, 'Call unto me and I will answer, and I'll show you great and mighty things in which you know not.'" You know, it was J.C. Ryle that said, "Look at the history of the Church of Christ after the days of the apostles. How soon formalism ate out the life and vitality of the primitive Christians. Look at the Middle Ages, as they are called. Formalism so covered the face of Christendom that the gospel laid there as one that does, or one does, when they are dead. Look lastly at the history of the Protestant churches in the last three centuries. How few are the places where religion, Christianity, is a living thing. How many are the countries where Protestantism is nothing more than form? There is not getting past these things, said J.C. Ryle. And how right on he was and is today. Folks, what I'm addressing here is the formal believers who deny the gospel, which was preached unto you by the Holy Ghost sent down from the heavens. 1 Peter 1:12, who deny the very giftings of the Holy Ghost. How many times, friends, have you heard people say today, well, he just doesn't do those things anymore? You know, the Lord doesn't heal people anymore. He doesn't prophesy anymore. Well, friends, no, let me just get this straight. Yes, there's a lot of harlotans. Yes, there's a lot of false preachers. Yes, there's a lot of teachers that preach from the head and not from the heart, not knowing that God speaks to the heart and not the head. They're hirelings. They do it for the money, okay? Yes, there's a lot of all that. Flesh preachers. Yep, I get all of that. But you know what? In the middle of all that mess, they're the real ones are too as well. Because God is not going to remove the seed of the righteous, which is forever in the times in which we are. God is, okay? God is. And the Bible says if you're a Christian, as he is, so are we in this world. And it also tells us, friends, that we love Christ's appearing. I love his appearing. And just keep in mind, friends, he's alive forevermore. But addressing the formalists, the formal believers who deny the gifts that God gave to the church. You know, the Bible says that we're supposed to leave these dumb idols. Well, how are we supposed to leave these dumb, dead idols found in 1 Corinthians 12? We're to leave them by taking on Christ, who is spiritual. Okay? The spirit profiteth, the flesh profiteth nothing, the Bible tells us. Now, there are diversities of gifts, but the same spirit. And there are differences of administrations, but the same Lord. And there are diversities of operations, but it is the same God which worketh all in all. But the manifestation of the Spirit is given to every man to profit with all. For to one is given by the Spirit of the word of wisdom. This is for today. To another, the word of knowledge. This is for today by the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. This is for today. To another, the gifts of healings. Acts 10:38. By the same Spirit. This is for today. To another, the gifts of healings by the same Spirit. To another, the working of miracles, which is found in Hebrews 2:4. God also bearing them witness both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost, friends. This is for today. Okay, this is for today. To another, prophecy. It's interesting that it tells us in 1 Corinthians 14 that we're to covet the gifts of prophecy, that we can understand and make distinction of the times as the sons of Issachar knew the times, that men would fall down knowing that God is in us of the truth. Why? Because the secrets of their hearts have been revealed by the gifts of prophecy, that they might repent before a just and a holy God, right? To another, diverse kinds of tongues. You know, it's interesting. I remember being in Israel. This was before I was saved, believe it or not. And I was there and I was on a bus. And I remember this one guy got off the bus. And I went with a charismatic movement. But the pastor was very prophetic, by the way, in this particular situation. And he's not a pastor. He's an evangelistic. But it was interesting. I got off the bus, and this guy just started praying in tongues like, whoa, dude, this is weird. What are we doing? And when we were in Israel, a guy from Israel came up to him and said, why do you say that? Why do you say that? And the guy that was praying in tongues said to him, I don't know what I'm saying. I'm praying in tongues. And the foreigner looked at him and said, you keep saying that Jesus is Lord. Jesus is Lord. We'll be right back.
You don't have to look very hard to see the moral and spiritual decline we are seeing take place in our nation today. Our country, established by the principles found in the Bible and a constitution unmatched by any other, now finds itself in disarray with its problems stemming from the people's overall abandonment of God's Word. But there are some that have chosen to do something about the problems that we face. From Alaska to Florida, California to South Carolina, people from all across America are seeing the light and hope that can only be found in Christ and are willing to share that light with others. They have chosen to fight these battles with us by becoming sons and daughters of liberty. They give of themselves financially on a monthly basis to help in being a part of the answer to see our nation restored. And you can be a part of it too. Go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click on the Spread the Word button to find out how you can be a part of joining with us in reaching the masses. Together, we can bring the light of God's truth throughout America once again.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, my name is Terry, and I am a daughter of Liberty. I've been listening to Bradley Dean on sonsoflibertyradio.com now for about 6 months. Bradley has inspired me for the first time in my life to stand up for godly principles upon which this country was founded. He has reminded me that where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Thank you, Bradley Dean.
Become a son or daughter of Liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Hello, I am looking for a special soul from the GCN audience to hire to come to East Ridge, Tennessee and take care of two peaceful, easygoing people, which are a sweet 95-year-old woman and her 60-year-old son. Terms would be free room and board, plus the use of all of our facilities here at home, in exchange for living with us and seeing to our needs. We must have someone that fits in well. We get along with most anybody and value those who like to do the same. We live in a suburb of the scenic city of Chattanooga, Tennessee. Please email Matt at peaceaboveall.net for additional information. Please include your informal resume stating your strengths and weaknesses and reasons you would make a dedicated caregiver. We would also offer to negotiate a nominal salary in addition to everything else. Again, please email M-A-T-T at peaceaboveall.net. Thanks for responding.
The Sons of Liberty, friends. You have with yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Facebook, Bradley Dean. Twitter, Bradley Dean 1. Sons of Liberty Media, YouTube, Bradley Dean. Several hundred videos on there for you to check out. Very educational. Bringing about resolve to America's issues, biblically and constitutionally. No debate, no dispute. Facts are stubborn things. You'd like to call in at any time, 1-866 582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that, friends? It's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. I'm highlighting a documentary I was watching this week. And folks, it turns out that they are formal believers that just don't believe. They declare that they believe in Jesus Christ, but they deny the power thereof. And doesn't that sound familiar for those that know the Word of God? From such, withdraw yourself. Right? These are formalists. Again, formal believers that just don't believe. They deny the gospel which was preached unto you by the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. 1 Peter 1:12. Who deny the gifts of the Holy Ghost. You know, when you read 1 Corinthians 12, it tells us, now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you ignorant. You know that you are Gentiles, non-Jewish, right? Carried away unto these dumb idols, even as you are led. Wherefore, I give you to understand that no man speaking by the Spirit of God calleth Jesus accursed, and that no man can say that Jesus is Lord, but by the Holy Ghost. I was talking about the giftings that were given to us by the Holy Ghost in 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 12. And the gift of tongues came up, okay? To another, diverse kinds of tongues, to another, the interpretation of tongues. And in 1992, I remember going to Israel on a church trip because I was invited to do it. It's a handful of people. A little bit more than a handful of people. But I remember being on a bus, and we were in Israel. And this guy got off on the edge of the bus, and he started just praying out in tongues real loud. And I thought, whoa, this is like really weird, dude. What are we doing? Right? I wasn't offended. I was just curious. But I'll tell you what, I was guarding my heart with all diligence trying to figure out what this guy was doing. Because if it was an error and he was an error, I didn't want any of that stuff in me. Right? I didn't want to partake with any of that. And I was still a baby in understanding so many different things concerning the Word of God. And keep in mind, at this time, I was not a Christian, friends. I was just invited, and I responded to it, and I went. When he's hollering out, praying in tongues, all of a sudden this foreigner, I can still see it play out right now, and this was in 1992. I remember this foreigner walking up to him and saying, "Why do you say that? Why do you say that?" And the guy that was praying in tongues just looked at him and said, "What are you talking about? I'm praying in the Spirit. I don't understand what I'm praying," he said. Right? And the foreigner looked at him and he said, "You keep saying Jesus is Lord, Jesus is Lord." And I knew right then and there, I began to partake with the giftings of the Holy Ghost. In other words, I was a witness to the giftings of the Holy Ghost, the very ones in which I am highlighting even now in 1 Corinthians 12. And folks, what are we talking about right now? We're talking about a bunch of formal believers that just don't believe. People that deny the gifts of the Spirit. And again, I caution you of those that are way out there, which operate in a spirit of error. I caution you big time concerning those that are in a spirit of error. But going back to 1 Corinthians 12, 4 through 12, it also says, "But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as he will for his glory. For as the body is one and hath many members, and all members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ." See, folks, these formal believers would have you rest, pervert, twist Scripture, and having us believe them in that which counters the Word of God in their fiend counterfeit covering state, rather than in God and His Word, which is immutable and infallible, okay, unchangeable, and it will never fall to the ground without witness and truth. Let me take it a step further. When you go to 1 Corinthians 4:20, it tells us, "For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power." Wait a second. It also tells us in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that we're not to find our faith in the wisdom of man's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. Okay, we're on to something here now. Okay, so I come to you in 1 Thessalonians. It tells us that I came to you in strong confidence and much assurance. Okay? I came to you in strong confidence and much assurance, having received the Word of God in much affliction, but joy in the Holy Ghost. Okay, I'm starting to understand more. Going to Hebrews 2, it tells us God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders and with diverse miracles and with gifts of the Holy Ghost according to His own will. And then it tells us in Acts 10:38 how God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Ghost and with power, who went about doing good and healing all that were oppressed of the devil, for God was with Him. Wait a second, so Jesus Christ is the same today then? Yeah, He's never denied Himself. It's man, it's the formal believers that denied that He is still doing the same things today. Okay? As if to suggest that what the Lord has done in the past is now changed. Friends, the Word of God in all of its promises is now a thing of the past. No, it is not. What He is willing to do in the Old Testament and New Testament, He is now willing to do for us today. Friends, who would have you believe otherwise? Formal believers in Christ that just don't believe. Listen to this carefully. I love this. I've been writing all morning on this. John G. Lake said, "Those that teach that the day of miracles is past teach the most disastrous lie ever told. Such lies are responsible for the prevalent lack of faith in God and have robbed Christianity of the power to demonstrate itself." Might I give you firsthand experience? I remember when I was in the rock and roll world. I've shared with you in the past, and I share with you today, I've never, ever, within myself, have not or found myself not believing in God. Never have. I've always believed in Him. I've always known that He was there somehow. I just didn't know how to get to Him because nobody ever pointed the way, right? How are we to believe unless there's a preacher to preach? I never had that in this country. Well, with that said, friends, I remember I had $68. I can remember this again just like it was yesterday. And I remember I had $68 and I had nothing left. And I remember there was someone that had need, and it was in a ministry. And my heart went out to this individual, and I took that $68 and I sent it to him. And when I sent it to him, I remember him saying, "Bradley, now pray and ask the Lord what you would have him do on your part in the giving of the seed. Given shall be given, good measures, pressed down, running over, men shall give into your bosom." So I just said, "Well, listen, I'm not buying miracles from God. No, no, Bradley, you're not doing that. But you know what? There is spiritual law that says, given it shall be given. Good measures, pressed down, shaken together, running over, men shall give into your bosom." Okay, cool. Well, I didn't ask for anything for myself. I didn't ask for anything for myself outside of the fact that I just wanted to see the Lord move on my behalf. Now, to say that, my mom, I'm getting a little personal here with you, but my mom had four boys, and she had three different partners, okay? She was married once. One of them she gave up to the adoption agency in the state of Minnesota in 1968. She also gave up another one to her sister. Okay? Gets a little weird, doesn't it? Yep. With that said, I remember my mom used to long to know what happened to the baby that she gave up in 1968. I remember when I gave that gift, I asked the Lord, I said, "Lord, I just want to see your hand move, but I want you to do something where there is no way that I can deny that it's you doing it." Okay? With that said, at that time, keep in mind, I was a worldling. I was a heathen. Okay? I was a sinner, still not saved by grace at that point, at least walking it out. And I remember one time, after I prayed that, it was about a week, week and a half after I prayed, "Lord, show me who you are in a way where I cannot deny it." And I remember my girlfriend's sister call me from a store in a suburb in Minnesota. And she had said to me, "Bradley," she said, "isn't your mom looking for your brother that was born in 1968? And I said, "Yeah, why is that?" She said, "Listen, if there is anybody that could be your brother, I'm looking at this guy in this gas station right now that works here. He looks just exactly like you." And in my arrogance at that point, I said, "He must be a blessed dude." Now, I'm going to take it over to the next segment, friends. But don't lose thought. Keep tracking with me. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
A spokesperson for New England Patriots owner Robert Kraft is denying that he engaged in any illegal activity. Kraft is charged with two counts of soliciting prostitution in Jupiter, Florida. Now, this was all part of a prostitution and human trafficking sting operation, and former U.S. Attorney Barbara McQuaid says trafficking victims were forced to work as prostitutes at the massage parlor.
Were underage girls, runaways, girls living in group homes who became addicted to drugs, and their oppressors would use drug addiction as a method to control and coerce them.
A winter snowstorm that dropped 31 inches of snow in Flagstaff, Arizona has made its way east and is now bringing rain and severe thunderstorms to Arkansas, northern Mississippi, and Alabama. That 31 inches of snow sets an all-time record for the amount of snow that Flagstaff has received in one day. This is USA Radio News.
Step up your style with some of our best savings on quality flooring at Lumber Liquidators. Save 15% on all premium Bellawood hardwood floors from only $3.99 a square foot. Or save 15% on our best bamboo Morningstar Ultra. And let our professional installation team do the work for you. Plus, special financing helps make your tax refund go even further. Visit LumberLiquidators.com for a store near you. Lumber Liquidators. Beautiful floors for less.
Cars that sound like this. Trust Pennzoil Synthetics to protect their engines in extreme conditions. Top racing teams know that Pennzoil Synthetics give them the performance to help them succeed. And your car's engine deserves the same. Because your daily commute is no less important. Get complete protection for top engine performance just like the pros. Go to Pennzoil.com/oil change offer to save. Terms apply.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends, talking about the Lord has not changed. God has not changed. Man has changed. We're tearing down our fathers' altars and their lies, friends. And we're talking about the formal believers that just don't believe. I was just talking about during the last segment how my mother had an adopted son out in 1968, and she longed to know who he was. And I remember I was in a very hard place in my life, and I had $68. And I remember sowing a seed into this man's ministry. And after I did that, I said, Lord, I'm not buying miracles. I'm not trying to purchase miracles. I'm not doing none of that stuff. It's not right. I know it's not. But I just said to him, I want to see you move in my life where it's undeniable. Nobody could do what you're going to do. And that was my prayer. And by the way, I forgot about that prayer up until my girlfriend's sister called me from a store from a suburb in Minnesota a week and a half later. And she was at a gas station, and she had said this to me. She said, doesn't your mom have a son that was adopted out in 1968? And I said, yeah, why? She said, because if you're looking for one that may be your brother, this guy looks just like you. And my arrogance at that time, I said to her, I said, well, he must be a lucky dude. And she said, he wants to talk to you. So he picked up the phone. And he said, hey, dude, he goes, I heard you look just like me. I said, well, if you were born in 1968, you look just like me. And he thought that was funny. And he said, well, listen, I highly doubt you're my brother. But anyways, he goes, if not, let's still get together and do something. I thought that was kind of bizarre. And I said, okay, cool, dude. Let me just ask you something. Okay, you look just like me. What year were you born? He said 1968. I said, okay, this isn't really happening. And he was saying the same thing, that there's no way. I said, you were adopted out. He said, I was. And I said, well, can you tell me the day that you were born? What month and day? And he told me. And I said, here, let me do this. Give me your phone number. I'm going to call my mom at work, and I'll call you back. And he said, okay, cool. And so what I did is I hung up the phone, not thinking anything. Not even thinking about the prayer that I sent up a week and a half earlier. And I called my mom, and I said, hey, Mom, I got a question for you. And she said, what? I said, Mary's down at the store right now in Anoka, and she said, did your mom adopt a kid out back in 1968? And I told her yes. And she said to me, are you still looking for her? Is your mom still looking for him? I'm sorry. And I said, yeah, she is. And I said, Mom, I talked to the guy on the phone, and I said, you know, Mary said he looks just like me. And I said, he was born in 1968. I did ask him that. And I said, he told me his birthday, too. And I said, Mom, what was his birthday? And she said, October 2nd, 1968. And I said, Mom, this is him. I said, Mom, just a week and a half ago, I'd asked the Lord to show me and answer me in a way where nobody else could do what he'll do on my part. And that was just a week and a half ago. And I want to tell you, friends, you want to talk about finding your faith in the power of the Spirit of God? And asking the living God to do something on your part where no man can intervene. Friends, let every man be a liar, but God the truth. All things are possible with God. And I'm here to tell you, friends, that these formal believers that deny that He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, they are straight liars. And friends, I could tell you, not just one, not just two, not just three. If I had 5 hours on the radio right now, I could go from miracle, from miracle, from miracle to miracle. How many times the Lord God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has answered my prayers, and no way could man bring about. No way. Oh, well, that was just coincidence. Well, you go ahead with your coincidence. I'll go ahead with my living God, who hears my prayers and answers my prayers. See, this is why there's never debate with Bradley Dean. Because those that want to try to talk me out of my faith in which Christ put in me, no man nor no devil in hell can take it out of me. Because, friends, I'm here to tell you as a living witness that He is who He says He is. John G. Lake said, those that teach the day of miracles is past teach the most disastrous lie ever told. Such lies are responsible for the prevalent lack of faith in God and have robbed Christianity of the power to demonstrate itself. It was also John G. Lake, by the way, that said Christianity is 100% spiritual. Now, let me move on here. A formalist is one who regards appearances only or observes the forms of worship without possessing the life and spirit of religion. A hypocrite. That's Webster's 1828 dictionary's definition of what a formalist is. Now let me give you my version of what a formalist is, a definition of what a formalist is by firsthand experience. A formalist is one who plays the part and claims to have the answers that the world has great need of, and yet they are found to be false witnesses. You know, it tells us in 1 Corinthians 14 through 17, and if Christ be not risen, then is our preaching vain, and your faith is also vain. And yeah, we are found false witnesses of God, because we have testified of God that He raised up Christ, whom He raised not up. If so be that the dead rise not, for if the dead rise not, then is not Christ raised. And if Christ be not raised, your faith is vain. You are yet in your sins. You are dead in your sins. Okay? Well, let me ask you a question, friends. What would you think of a man that gave a painting of a fire What would you think of a man that gave a painting of a fire to a man that was freezing to death? A painting of a fire cannot bring warmth to a man that is freezing, can it? This is what a formalist is. A painting of a large banquet dinner cannot satisfy a man that is hungry. Now, can he or it? Is that not what defines out a formalist? They claim to be something, but they can't deliver? Again, a painting of a fire cannot bring warmth to a man that is freezing, can it? A painting of a large banquet dinner cannot satisfy a hungry man. Now, can it? That's cruel. And yet this is what formalists, believers that don't believe, are guilty of. They're cruel men. They're cruel women. They claim to be something that they are not. They claim to be a part of the answer to the world, yet they bring the problem to the world by not being able to actually respond with fruits or the manifestation of the Christ that they say they believe in by the power of the Holy Ghost. You know, it's interesting, in the book of Acts, it talks about how they were called Christians. Now, today in America and globally, friends, everybody's got to get everybody else to acknowledge that they are Christians when they're inside of the building or outside of the building for the most part. At least everybody knows that they're now going to heaven, or so they have deceived themselves into believing, right? Formal believers seem to promise much but deliver nothing but feeble pictures. Don't call yourself a Christian if you don't know who he is. Formal believers seem to promise much but deliver nothing but feeble pictures. That's all they can bring them is pictures. That's why when you go to church next Wednesday or Thursday and Sunday or Saturday or Sunday, friends, and you're going to hear of a little story of Noah and his little ark, or when the walls fell at Jericho, or when Gideon took down the altars, the false altars of his fathers, and bringing it some sort of fictitious theme as if to suggest that that is fictitious, and what goes on in the world and the lies of the world as we're inundated by them. We're to believe the lies, but we're to look at the Word of God as being fictitious, right? And they want to tell you little stories, and they want to try to entertain you. And you can look at them and know that they don't believe in what they say because they don't align what they do up with their profession, period. Church is filled with these people. You know what the reason is, friends? These formal believers seem to promise much but deliver nothing but feeble pictures. The reason being is that these formal believers cannot deliver what they don't have. You can get in a lot of trouble for doing that in business today. Jesus tells us, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, raise the dead, cast out devils, freely you have received, freely give. But the formal believers that don't believe deny that Jesus heals the sick or cleanses the lepers or raises the dead. You should hear testimonies come out of third world countries, friends. The dead are being raised constantly. It's a thing of the norm scripturally over there. Why? Because they have a need, a dependency of Christ. Not here in America. They want to see signs and wonders only to facilitate their entertained minds, their darkened, reprobate minds, because they want to make a circus out of the things of the Spirit of God. That's why you have a Benny Hinn. That's why you have a Benny Hinn. And that guy's making millions and millions of dollars every year off the biblical illiteracy of the American people. The greatest con in our time. Right? And what happens is people look at Benny Hinn as a con because he is a con. But what they do is they blame Jesus and equate Jesus to Benny Hinn when nothing could be further from the truth. Right? Jesus still heals just because Benny Hinn's ministry doesn't. He's a con. Jesus isn't. Jesus is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. And he still does what he promised that he would do. Okay? Make the distinction between the Spirit and the Holy Ghost and man and reprobate man. We'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
This is Robert from Cottage Grove, Wisconsin. A few years ago, I heard Bradley Dean in the Sons of Liberty radio show. I was immediately drawn to the show and ever since have been a dedicated listener. Bradley discusses the issues facing our country with a true and fearless passion. We have been truly blessed to listen to the radio show and I guarantee you will be as well.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Detoxify, lose weight, and restore balance to your body by simply drinking tea. Surprised? Dr. Miller's Holy Tea can help you feel better and even lose weight. Because Holy Tea is a unique herbal tea blend of all natural ingredients specially formulated by Dr. Bill Miller. Call this number, 888-660-7039, or click drmillersclinic.com. Take the first step toward better health. Drink tea from Dr. Miller's Clinic.
Number one international best-selling author, Matthew David Hurtado's pain was simple. Lyme disease bankrupted him in 2009, watching bankers take everything from his family after building a seven-figure business from his couch. God called him to ministry to teach prosperity based on pain he could not tolerate in others' lives. IRS, creditors, car loans, debt. It's the Babylonian system, and you have to escape it before it's too late. Haven't you ever wanted to wake up from this nightmare? Matthew David's free quick study guide shows you what to do today to build lasting wealth in any economy. His discovery he made? It's all consciousness. Get Matthew's seven-figure quick study guide for clarity, certainty, and a proven strategy to build wealth once and for all. Visit escaperightnow.com. Do it now. It's free. Escaperightnow.com for a prosperous future ahead. With peace of mind, escaperightnow.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, friends. Listen, we're talking about formalists. A formalist is one that sets himself next to Jesus and denies to the world what Jesus promised to do. Did you hear me? A formalist is one that sets himself next to Jesus and calls himself a Christian. Yet what Jesus promised, the formal believer denies. A formalist is one that sets himself next to Jesus. This is what you have in America today. Having you believe that he's a Christian, and what Jesus promised, the formal believer denies. The Lord's just not the same as he was yesterday. He just doesn't do those things anymore. Well, the Bible tells us, and they went forth and preached everywhere, the Lord working with them and confirming the word, signs following. Amen. Mark 16:20. Is God a liar? No, God's not a man that he should lie. Apparently, these do not understand that the husbandman that laboreth must be first partakers of the fruits. 2 Timothy 2:6. See, friends, they're Pharisaical hypocrites. They're dead in their formality of sins, professing their Christians and Christianity in word only as if they were just like Jesus. But, going back to Scripture again, in face of the formal believers, right, that just don't believe. Mark 12:27 says, he's not the God of the dead, but the God of the living. You therefore do greatly err, Jesus said to those that denied the power of the resurrected one. You know what's interesting, too, is for many of these said formal believers of today that just don't believe, they're more likely to denounce the Word of God in favor of their false professions and lack of spiritual life by blaming the Holy Ghost for not bearing witness to their lies. You see how this works? I think it was best said when I said, a formalist is one that sets himself next to Jesus. And what Jesus promised the formalist and the formal believer, he denies it. And what they do is they blame God, and they, what they do is they set themselves up in the place of Christ as the standard. Hello, America. This is your version of Christianity, fallen man in America today. Again, they're more like unbelievers than they are believers. More like antichrists who are in fact succumbers to this world, the flesh and the devil. 1 John 2:15-18. Boy, what they say and what they don't do definitely counters Scripture, doesn't it? In 1 John 5:12, it says, he that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. There you have it right there. Well, maybe these formal believers that don't believe have forgotten that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday and today and forever, Hebrews 13:8, or in Malachi 3:6, for I am the Lord, I change not. Well, friends, if the Lord hasn't changed, then who's changed? And then why is it that the formal believer that doesn't believe, why is he denying that God is? Yet he calls himself a Christian. That's a formalist. He has the shell and the form, but he doesn't have the heart, the pith, and the marrow. He doesn't have the Spirit of God. Okay? You know, it's interesting. Scripture tells us that he's faithful to 1,000 generations. Listen to this. Deuteronomy 7:9. Know therefore that the Lord thy God, he is God, the faithful God, which keepeth covenant and mercy with them that love him and keep his commandments to 1,000 generations. Now, I'm not mixing faith with works, friends, but I do the works because I have the faith. And faith worketh by love. Okay? It's not the Lord that has changed. It is man that has disobeyed and played the hypocrite by having one foot in the world and one foot in the church. D.L. Moody rightly said, the great Chicago preacher, the church will have a convincing testimony and will become a power in the world when it is separated from the world. But as long as it's hand in glove with the world, it cannot have power. Yep. They want their sin in Christ too. Okay? They want to partake with devils, and they want to partake with the Lord. Can't do it. And instead of these formal believers that just don't believe, instead of these formal believers denying themselves, Galatians 2:20, and taking up their cross, and denying themselves, again, they deny Christ, Matthew 10:33, and give heed to the commandments of man, thereby nullifying the commandments of God. And all in union with the Father. They forsake the union of the Father because they have denied the Son. Hey, friends, I got a question for you. Are the formal believers that just don't believe, are they the standard? Are those the ones that we're to emulate? Or are we to emulate the risen Christ? I just want to know. Because Scripture's clear in Hebrews 6:12, it says that you be not slothful, but followers, imitators of them who through faith and patience inherit the promises. You know what I love about this? This brings about the conviction of sin, righteousness, and judgment to those that are formalists, to those that call themselves Christians, but live in formality only. You're the worst of men. You truly are the worst of men. See, these formal believers that don't believe, friends, attempt to bring the rest of the world to their own level of unbelief as if to suggest that they, again, are the standard, not Jesus Christ, who is not a man, again, that he should lie. And to be quite frank, friends, I'm sick and tired of these reprobates that are abandoned to their sins. Tired of them. Sick and tired of them. Right? Well, don't tell me about, well, Bradley, let's just light a candle and lead the way. We are. Okay? But when you look at Jesus Christ, he was continuously warning his followers to beware of the leaven of the Herodians and the leaven of the Pharisees. He was continuously rebuking them in front of the crowds to their faces for their hypocrisies. Matthew 23. Read Jeremiah 23 as well, friends. That's outstanding. It coincides perfectly. You know, the Bible tells us in Matthew 15, 14, disregard them. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit. That's why America is going backwards today, friends. The church is called to be the light, not the darkness. The church is called to be the light. They're called to be faithful to the Christ, not to fraternize with the enemy of their souls. Disregard them, Jesus said. They are blind guides. If a blind man leads a blind man, both will fall into a pit. You know, when I was watching that documentary, which I was talking about during the first segment, I was just like, are you kidding me? Taking scripture out of context, perverting and twisting and wresting scripture to their own destruction, and standing there or sitting there during this documentary trying to justify why the spirit of the world is prevailing of that, the living Christ. Come on! Really? I told my wife, I said, you know, there's a lot of good stuff in this documentary, but I couldn't believe the way that they ended this documentary. They were justifying people that were dying from sickness as if to suggest that was God's will. Nothing could be further from the truth. I am the Lord that healeth thee. Lay hands on the sick and they shall recover. Again, Acts 10:38. The Lord confirming the word, signs following, healing the sick. That was the first thing he did when he empowered the apostles. Go raise, go preach, repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Raise the dead, heal the sick. You know how many times I've had professed Christians, formal believers that don't believe, kick up against the fact that, you know, Bradley, that's just a thing of the past. No, your thinking is a thing of the past. And it's going to bring you where you don't want to go. You call yourself a believer, but yet you don't believe. Hey, listen, if God said it, I believe it. That settles it. Period. That's the rock I stand on. Call me a fool for Christ. That's okay. But the fact of the matter is, he's not going to deny himself because I'm not going to deny him. We're not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ here. And the good news is the good news to those that understand the good news, that are partakers of the fruit. The Lord give them understanding in all things. Remember King David, taking it back to the Old Testament now? Isn't it interesting? He said, I'm a stranger in the earth. Hide not thy commandments. The power of the good news, the gospel unto me in Christ. 1 Thessalonians 1:5, for our gospel came not unto you only in word, but also in power and in the Holy Ghost and in much assurance. And as you know what manner of men you were among you for your sake. And again, and yet the formal believers who don't believe, who have a form of godliness, are well enough to leave off and deny the very Christ that bought them with his blood. Acts 20, verse 28. And again, let me tell you this, friends, in ending, Scripture tells us to turn away from such. Now here's the good news. He will not deny himself, but meet him on his terms. The Bible says, if we believe not, yet he abideth faithful, because he cannot deny himself. I'm here to tell you again today on the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, he is who he says he is. Love you by what we do, 1 John 3:18. See ya!
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.